And on today's program, Jim Belushi makes his triumphant return to We Hate Movies. We're talking retroactive. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
And We Hate Movies. Welcome to We Hate Movies. Thank you for tuning in, as always. This week, Jim Belushi is brightening up our day. This film is called Retroactive from 1997, directed by a fella named Louis Morneau.
Does this guy do anything else?
Not a long career doing nothing.
Oh, really? Like, like me.
I was about to say that, Steve, you have a long career doing
nothing. Oh, I'm glad.
I gotcha.
Yeah, well, none of us have directed Jim Belushi in a film, you know, so he's got that on us.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of what this movie is. It's your classic 90s era independent violent movie that where you get one star and you build around.
That's right. So you got Frank Whaley and then you built around.
No. Frank Whaley, a 40-year-old boy. No.
So in essence, this movie's basically Jim Belushi playing a Terminator type figure.
Yes.
Complete with time travel abilities.
Yes.
But he's also like a scuzzy domestic abuser.
It's a white trash time travel opus is what we're talking about.
Totally. Yeah. It's like a time travel adventure, but it just reeks of stale beer. is what you can sort of boil it down
stale
to.
Stale Australian beer.
Oh yeah, he exclusively drinks beer from Australia in this movie.
Because it reminds him of his deadbeat abusive father
who abandoned him to move to Australia. Also, you better believe we're not paying to use Foster's in this.
No.
No way.
No, it's Boster's.
Boster's.
Boster's kangaroo beer, everybody.
I'm drinking kangaroo juice.
You milk it straight from them.
Well, we're using that late 90s filter where we look like we're filming on Mars the whole time.
Yeah, that's pretty alternative.
And it's just like, I keep expecting Linda Hamilton to, speaking of Terminator, to narrate about how the machines took over. Because, like,
yes,
this wasteland we open on.
This yeah. should be narrated from the future.
Well, because for the first 6 minutes, it's a boy and his rat.
I thought this was going to be like an Everclear music video.
Yeah, totally, dude. I think these are some... These are some deleted scenes from the Santa Monica video.
I will buy you some new cheese. Perfect, shiny, and new.
Ooh, man. Some new cheese. Dude, if Art Alexakis purchased from some new cheese for me?
Well, you know his name.
Art Alexakis, yeah, man, of course.
Do you think his deadbeat dad's ears are still burning from that
oh,
album?
Yeah. Oh, that motherfucker's brain burned out. You kidding me?
Just every song.
Dude, that was a hit.
That fucker didn't give a shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Not from any point did he care.
Oh, I think he was kicking himself, though. His son's a rich rock star.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, now he's sorry.
The point is you got to get his fucking... up as possible so that you never know that.
Oh yeah, that's true.
That's how I've been doing it.
So Frank Whaley is a scientist. This is
he's working down the street from Reanimator, by the way, this little lab he's got.
Yeah, he definitely is. But it's weird because this is like a massive government facility. He's literally the only person in the building.
It's supposed to be closing in a few days, but there's no one there. There's not even security. There's not one security guard.
It kind of looks like the abandoned place where you would store a time cop.
A pod?
Yeah. Thing? Like, yeah. It looks like it was decommissioned.
Right. It's where time machines go to die. That's exactly right. Yeah, no, it's weird. There's also just, like, a lame barbed wire fence. I mean, come on. Well, you're hiding a time travel yeah, device. Let's beef up security.
I want a cool barbed wire fence.
We got to beef up security around here, Lou Ferrigno security guard. There's a time device in there.
This is the same desert where the Hulk was made, so that sounds about
is
right.
Is this part of the MCU, guys?
Oh, I think
not.
No. Is Jim Belushi in the MCU?
No, he never will be.
Did Quicksilver make us go back?
He's home in the ICU. I got in a fight in a Chicago Fire game.
But to be fair, it's got a barbed wire fence and a really good, solid super door, right?
Yeah, this
super
is a really
door.
Great super door.
I think I saw this movie. I know Barbed Wire is, right? Was that yeah, Pam Anderson?
Yes, oh, right, Barbed
a
Wire.
A Yasmin Bleeth movie called Superdoor.
Well, it also it features Jim Belushi's greatest enemy, a chain link fence.
Yeah, totally.
That he has to crawl over.
I mean, I think
they
I
never
saw...
show that, by the way.
No, 35 minutes later.
No. Oh yeah, that'd be a good movie too. Chain link fence.
I think I saw the Superdoor in an episode of Mantis one time.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we're sharing sets.
So Frank Whaley is like, look, I've got he's doing your video conference thing. He calls the guys at the Pentagon a bunch of idiots in his little farewell address here. He's like, this is the last experiment I'm going to do on my retroactive experiment, wherein I try and send a mouse back in time. And now the idea is you, the consciousness of the being, will go back in time to be able to change the events because it knows
correct
what the,
right
the,
so sure. It sends your mind into yes. your old body.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, so this is not like a Back to the Future, mm-hmm. we have doubles of ourselves kind of a thing. Your yep. consciousness just goes back to wherever you were. It sets a time limit, so yeah. it's like 20 minutes. So wherever you were 20 minutes prior,
sure.
your consciousness, knowing all the time travel information, mm-hmm. goes back 20 minutes.
It definitely makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, well, you want to explain it? I can explain it for you right now, Chris.
Okay. I'm
looking forward to
this
the
one.
Answer is microchips.
Of course. Man, so Jim Belushi is dabbling in like black market microchips in this movie?
In the Texan desert, West Texas.
Well, we do learn that this works. He does the final experiment, Whaley does.
Oh, right.
Everything spins around yeah, yeah. like a Batman episode.
Yeah. It's a bad
special
effect.
The camera spins around, and there's no real device. Like, you're just on a floor. Kind of a thing.
I mean, again, I think I saw this device in Mantis.
And the first time the mouse basically goes through a maze, hits cheese, slams on a mousetrap, and dies. The second time, because he has the consciousness, the mouse, which I think is still too stupid to learn this anyway,
yeah.
like learns not to get foiled by a mousetrap.
Yeah, like in one try, this mouse is like, oh yeah. Step off that floor.
I died last time.
Yeah, also the mouse has no idea. Like, oh, I must have traveled through time. What are you talking about?
How the hell does he know that it worked?
Frank Whaley?
Yeah.
Because he's videotaped himself.
Like, well, that's yeah, no, the tape. What's going on with this tape? That doesn't make any sense.
It makes no fucking sense. So, like, Frank Whaley's recording all of this. He does the experiment and then, like, he's watching TV and it's himself, like, explaining shit. I don't know how. I don't get it.
It's because the rat doesn't eat the cheese that he thinks he cracked time travel.
It is that, but there's also a thing about the tape. It's like, oh, when I looked at the tape, it's different or
yeah,
something.
He's watching himself on TV.
And then the phone rang, and I'll die in 7 days?
Well, did anybody see that Rings, by the way?
No.
Did you? No.
Said it like, here comes my opinion on the Rings movie.
there was a chance that Chris Cabin would have seen it.
That's what I was kind of angling for.
I did not.
We're angling for you, buddy.
See, Chris is a cinephile. The rest of us are just movie buffs.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm glad you made the differentiation.
I go to the movie gym and I eat Doritos. And I get buff.
So then after this experiment works, we cut to Jim Belushi. He pulls up to this trucker who's like hanging out to do this deal. And my Lord, playing this truck driver, none other than the son of the brother of the president, Roger Clinton.
Yeah, president at the time.
President at the time, of course.
Yeah.
Yikes. Roger Clinton.
And you could barely see him. There's no like establishing shot of Roger Clinton. Which is kind of unfortunate.
What does he need?
I think what he means is you show a shot of the outside of Roger Clinton, then you cut inside Roger Clinton.
I was going to say, show me a shot where the sun isn't over, like, taking his whole entire face.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
You barely can see him. You're paying the Clinton money. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, you know, and that's contributing to the Clinton body.
Well, I feel now Bill's watching. It's like, hey, Roger, was that like your only scene or what?
Can I turn this off now, bud?
Hey, bud, you did a great job in that one scene.
Or he's like, cut out of that movie. Or he's like, oh, man, this is a sweet Friday night. Hillary and Chelsea are out of the White House. I'm going to do a little vid rental.
Hey, Bill.
What?
Do you want to know what Jim Belushi's like in real life?
Oh, this is Roger Clinton. Well, no, I'm just imagining like.
Oh,
like,
he watched it by accident. Bill Clinton, his brother happened to be
Bill Clinton puts on Retroactive, and yeah. in the first like 3 minutes, his brother is like, "What the fuck was I smoking? My brother's not an actor. Oh man,
sure ain't."
I'm just a big Frank Whaley fan.
Oh yeah, he's a Whaley completist.
Just a Whaley head.
I watched Swimming with Sharks the other day, brother. That was a cool movie.
Oh shit, Pulp Fiction's my favorite movie of all time.
Swing Kids is pretty cool, but it actually kind of doesn't hold up when you watch it later in life.
Hey, Monica, he's the guy that had the big kahuna.
Yes. Oh man, the big kahuna.
But did he do Swimming with Sharks and Big Kahuna?
No, he didn't do Big Kahuna.
No, not the big kahuna. He has the big kahuna burger.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Oh,
right,
big
right,
kahuna
right.
burger. Yes. Oh, because there's
or maybe
that,
it's just kahuna burger.
It's that play that's made into a movie. Is it Kevin Spacey and Danny DeVito?
Yes.
Or the big kahuna?
Kevin, no, it. The big kahuna is Danny DeVito, Peter Facinelli, and and Danny DeVito.
You said Danny DeVito twice.
He does
Kevin Spacey, Danny DeVito, Peter Facinelli.
So Kevin Spacey
Danny DeVito
is, yeah.
is playing two roles in the big kahuna.
And Swimming with Sharks is Kevin Spacey and Frank Whaley.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
And there, cool. Wow, I think I'm the first person on Frank Whaley's Wikipedia page. Balloons
did a bunch of digital confetti. Just
yeah. Exactly.
An old server had to go back into rotation and power up just so you could load that page.
You know what Frank Whaley's good in, actually?
He's good in most things, to be fair.
No, I like Frank Whaley quite a bit. He's in the first season of Luke Cage.
He's
awesome.
He's
yes.
I like him on that show.
Yeah, okay. So they were correct. No, but yeah, so he gets Belushi sporting an atrocious sideburns and an even worse Texas accent.
Jesus ever-loving Christ. Yeah. What are we doing?
We don't need it.
These sideburns are terrible.
Well, I mean,
the accent is just unforgivable.
Well, that's I think Jim Belushi's whole thought process was like, well, if I'm from the South, I have to talk like a fried pig. So I'm just going to ham this one up.
But that's, I mean, like it's your classic, like we're just cozying up to the one star that we have. So like whatever this guy wants to do, let right. him riff. Like he's gonna swing for the fences every take, and we're not gonna direct him.
Like Jim Belushi is on an acting tear in this movie.
He really is.
He is screaming and yelling. Mm-hmm. He's fucking hee-hawing. He's
shucking
and jiving.
What? He's hollering as well.
There's a lot of hollering going on.
Once he gets the microchips away from Roger Clinton, Roger Clinton like pulls a gun on him. He's like, hey, man, you said you were going to pay for these. He's like, oh, I just got to go down the road to get the cash, man. I'll be right back.
He makes some like offhanded remark about, hey, they were like buddies in high school.
And he's like, all right, man, thanks. And he takes him and he does a Jim Belushi strut and jump. It's the classic.
Yep.
It's your classic taking care of business. Canine, I think he does it. It's his athletic maneuver where he's like, yeah.
It's amazing. He's like, I'll be right back, Roger Clinton. Yeah.
He's just like, you know what?
This isn't the movie for this.
We call it a chili jump.
Chili jump.
Imagine you did a chili jump in Ghost Rider. That'd be pretty great. That
all right, thanks great. For nothing, Pierce Brosnan.
High five, Roman.
Oh, man, Roman Polanski fucking hates Jim Belushi, guaranteed.
Oh, and Show Me a Hero. He's like, no way, Oscar Isaac. We're not building low public housing in Yonkers.
High five now for Molina.
Man, that move, that miniseries is devastating.
It is a bit.
I skipped it.
Yeah, you're fine. I mean, no, it's great. It's just, yeah, unless you want to feel like shit.
I felt like shit watching Retroactive. Is it the same kind of feeling like shit?
No, it's a little different one. So we cut to...
Sorry.
We cut to some other lady driving down a Texas highway, listening to the news about herself. Apparently, like, there was some Chicago
hostage situation
gone wrong.
And it was such a cock-up.
It's making
it made Texas radio.
Yes.
And as we see, the cover of USA Today, America's fake newspaper.
It was like if the negotiator, if Kevin Spacey hadn't been able to get there.
Oh, yeah.
It was that kind of situation.
Let me ask you that, guys, this. This is a on-the-level, legitimate question.
Uh-huh.
The negotiator, Is that an episode?
Probably.
Right?
I think it's a heavy-duty hangover movie.
I don't really remember it much. I remember seeing it in the theater. Yeah, it's kind of forgettable. I'm sure we could talk about it.
Nah, just checking. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just checking.
We'll give it a peek.
Yeah! Hey, peekaboo!
Hey, little peekaroony!
So she's driving, listening to herself, and she's got like... That's a nice twist. It's your classic. This is a male character's movie. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Basically, oh, I have to go to the desert to find myself after this police botched thing go wrong, man.
Which I think, first of all, she's making great time because we're led to believe that this should happen the night before, and she's already in West Texas.
Well, maybe she flew and then bought or rented a car.
Oh, that could be. You know what? I need to see her at the airport. Otherwise, I'm assuming this is a road trip.
You could push it to the limit, dude. And you really? Down there.
A late night hostage situation goes wrong. You immediately skip town. Also, that's fucked up. You know that she's got questions to answer. Mm-hmm.
Is she going to Mexico?
Well, I think she
got a bunch of people killed, didn't she?
She resigns really quickly. Oh, she's like, I resign. Bye. You know, it's your
classic. Also, though, it's weird because she's not a cop. She's just like a police psychologist.
Yes. Yeah, but, really? They don't really get into it. They show it for a second. It does look like Terminator B-roll. Like, it's like the top of a building. There's snipers. Something explodes, and that's it. Like, is she just like, okay, they're not picking up, kill everybody
you
now.
You could definitely do, like, the voiceover there. It's like, and then the machines woke up.
Yes.
And I knew I had to get my son, John, away from there.
It's
Terminator-esque.
Terminator-esque.
This movie is just like James Cameron movies. That's how good it is.
In the middle of this, she has like a weird flashback, and whilst having that, she realizes she's on the wrong side of the road, and she has to veer off, and like her car almost runs
into a truck, which I thought was Roger Clinton.
Oh, really?
I was looking out for Roger Clinton again. He's never seen again.
I thought the same thing.
Hey, Roger, you coming back? Do you drive that truck or what?
I'm gonna turn this off unless you're back in it, bud. It sucks.
Hey, Roger, if you're going to the bathroom, why don't you grab me another beer, brother?
Make sure you get it after you wash your hands. How you go.
You got more time in Biodome or what?
Is he in Biodome?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which, by the way, the young kid in this movie is also in Biodome.
What?
That which might... I'm like, wait, does Roger Clinton and this child actor have the same agent? Like, what is going on?
They're a package deal.
No, Roger Clinton just owns that kid. Nice. Bought him. He bought him outright.
Won him at a poker game.
With the Clinton White House, I wouldn't be surprised.
Infowars.poptart.farts.
So,
catch him in bed with a Roger Clinton. Freaking Frontric Gay. Dot fruit roll up.
So her car breaks down, and she's just like looking for help. She's like hailing people on the side of the road. Jim Belushi whizzes right by her, and then she gives him like the fake arm up your asshole move, which I always kind of like.
Yeah, the old go fist yourself.
The old puppet master.
Fist it, man. Yeah.
Which is great because go fist yourself is way more visceral than go fuck yourself.
Because you get the finger. Especially, like,
When they work the fingers at the end of it.
Yeah. If you just get a straight up finger, you're like, whatever. When you get the.
Because, like, the finger.
And then, open it, man. Dig in, man. Fucking feel around. What do you want right?
Like a parlor game at a lame Halloween party.
Oh, yeah, dude. But it gets dark up there.
Everybody's been doing the finger for decades.
Yes.
But the old fucking fist in there! That will make Jim Belushi pull right over.
And he did. He came back. You got something to say to me? Or something? Like, he says something like that. It's like, hey, car trouble, huh? And she's like, yeah. He's like, well, there's a tow area right up the road. I mean, I'm not going to... I don't know if I can do Jim Belushi trying a bad Southern
Texas
accent.
I tried doing it earlier today. And
did you pull something?
I passed out. I woke up like minutes later. It was like one of those Hawaiian high things.
There's blood coming out of your nose.
Yeah, totally.
Have you experienced missing time?
I might be
the subject of an alien abduction.
Oh, if you have any information about trying to do Jim Belushi doing a Texas accent, you might be able to help us solve a mystery.
If you've been able to track down a copy of Radio Retroactive, you might be able to solve a mystery.
We want to speak to you.
So, but yeah, just whenever we're doing Jim Belushi, pretend he's doing the absolute worst Southern accent.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, this woman, I think her name is Kylie Chandler.
Kylie Travis, is it?
Is doing a bad American and Southern accent. It's in and out and up and down and left and right.
She was a model from the UK.
Yeah.
And this thing is just slingshotting all over the place.
Couldn't afford Samantha Morton, that's for sure.
Well, that's the one thing about this movie, though.
Just dub them. Dub everyone.
This movie somehow has three writers. How does a bad screenplay that has no money behind it go from writer to writer to writer?
I guess it's just like we're going to credit the script doctors, and it's like someone is trying to make sense of something.
Yeah, I guess so. But just don't make the movie. Like,
maybe two of them are a team, and then somebody else had to do the edits.
Oh, them, their teams. Yeah, that's trouble.
So he's like, I'll drive you up the road. I got a buddy with a tow truck. You know, about he says a couple clicks up the road. Because this is...
Oh, maybe he was in the military.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a snappy screenplay. Look out for it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm not doing that. That's the script.
It just popped up.
Yeah, we're post Tarantino at this point. We're definitely post Natural Born Killers.
Same year.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, okay.
Is it
97? No, Natural Born Killers.
You're the one saying it.
Yeah.
This is 1997.
Yeah, Chris is.
No, I was just because we just did My Father the Hero. That.
Oh, right. Yeah, we were recording this episode the same day we recorded My Father the Hero. We're getting release dates mixed up. That's okay. These things happen.
But yeah, so it's very like aside from the camera filters, where we don't have any like really big pop culture-y things, but it's like it's guys with guns in a desert. We've got suitcase. You know what I mean? It's very
sex talk.
Mm-hmm. Well, sex talk. Big.
That's what happens right here. So Jim Belushi's like, he's trying to tell this story that might also just be a joke. It's one of those like that didn't happen to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Or he's like, so some lady came up to me. Now listen to this, babe. Like his girlfriend is sitting riding shotgun,
and like this girlfriend is actually almost too good of an actress because she's like super terrified of him, and it makes like this whole movie like real uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh no, she totally wasn't acting. She was just sitting next to Jim Belushi.
Yeah. By the way, two women in a car with Jim Belushi. I hope nobody starts nagging him.
Oh geez, don't try giving. Giving me directions, you bimbos.
You want to be thrown out this car? I'll do it.
So he's like, oh, hey, baby, listen to this story. And he's basically like, so some woman I saw, she was pretty hot, huh? And, you know, like, oh, she commented on my belt buckle and said, that's a nice belt buckle. And then guess what I said? I hate when people do this. They're like, guess what I said? And I'm like, that's a formality. Just tell me. And then they go into the, no, guess.
Yes.
No, guess.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, then, you know,
somebody get it.
I don't give a shit enough to guess about anything. So let's just talk about something else then.
How about hamburgers? There you go.
And then finally,
I'll talk about hamburgers.
Oh, I'll talk about it. Hamburgers till the cows come home.
Medium rare or bust.
Any kind of red meat, you got to go medium rare.
So he's like, so what I said to her was, it'll look even better pressed against your forehead. Get it? Dick sucking. Like, shut
up. These two ladies are like, oh, great.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Did you get it?
And like, at this point, clearly, like, Kylie Travis in the back is like, man, did I pick the wrong fucking car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it kind of makes sense. Like, if you're looking for a ride somewhere, a couple is a little bit better than just a single guy. You're not going to get no car with a single dude.
Ten times out of ten.
I would never enter a car with a single man.
You're like, all right, a couple, like, at least somebody likes this guy, right? But the answer is no.
I mean, you don't want to be like fucking I Own Sky in Zodiac there.
Own Sky?
Is that how you pronounce your name? Ione?
Ione,
maybe?
I thought you were saying you owned the sky.
Oh, I do, but that's not what I was talking about.
Yeah.
No,
I'll get the rent check right away.
Talking about the actress from Say Anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's in Zodiac, and then,
She's in Zodiac for 3 seconds, and then she jumps out of a car with a baby.
Yeah, which is what I would do. If you're in the car with the Zodiac.
Tuck and roll, Zodiac.
But, yeah, I mean, like, so she gets in, and she's already like, oh, fuck, this is stupid. And he's like, oh, what do you got there? She's like, oh, it's a book on psychology. I'm a psychologist.
He's like, oh, a bunch of stupid shit there about how that's fake. Moving on.
Nah. Is it balls? Then it's fake.
So then he gets pulled over, and you're like, all right. Like, you can kind of see where all of this is going, because the tension's riding high in the car. He's, like, probably most definitely a criminal. We saw that interaction with the famous Roger Clinton just a few minutes ago.
He's clearly abusive to this girlfriend, right? You know, so it's like awesome.
And then the cop.
Yeah, comes. He immediately gets out of the car, and this sheriff, who is, what were we saying? Who is he from, Eric? What's he from?
This sheriff, this state trooper, is portrayed by the guy who was in the episode on the Junior Mint in Seinfeld. He gets the mint inside of him. He's the artist with the triangle.
Right, Elaine's ex-boyfriend.
Who
she dumped because he was fat.
Yeah. He's thin in this, actually, to be quite honest.
Which is, it's definitely after that Junior Mint episode.
He got trim. And like, you know, basically there's a lot of nonsense. It's just a lot of nonsense that he gets a ticket and he's all pissed about it, right? Like, yeah. But he's outside the car. I mean, like, and obviously he's a white guy, so he's not going to get shot in the fucking head.
No,
stepping out of the car.
No.
Which you shouldn't do ever if you're pulled over. Yeah.
He's like rambling about like the guys, like, who's in the car with you? And he's like, oh, them? They're just my women. And this cop's like, sir. Bigamy's against the law.
Well, I ain't married.
Also, lying to me is also against the law.
Sir, who are they really? Are they your sister?
Yeah, is it your sister and your sister's friend?
Are you trying to seem like a big man in front of me?
And at this point, honestly, like once the car pulls over, if I'm Kylie Travis in the back, I'm like, yep, peace, bye.
Hey, officer, fuck this. Can I have a ride?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
And then you know what? No retroactive.
No retroactive. No. Oh, man, then we wouldn't get this great movie.
It's true. We wouldn't.
At one point, so they get back on the road. He's all pissed about it. He got a ticket. And he starts. This is when you realize he's like kind of violent. He's screaming at her. There is a Mexican guy that drives by that kind of locks eyes with his lady friend there.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, what is that guy looking at you for? And he starts using like all sorts of fucking slurs. And it's awesome. And they finally get to the
awesome.
Yeah, no, it's not. They go to the tow truck place run by everyone's favorite and M. Emmett Walsh, by the way. That's how this movie credits.
Oh, him. He gets an and?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And so at M. Emmett. At this point, like the Kyla Travis goes to Raylene, is this woman's name. She's like, hey, right. Raylene, you should go to a women's shelter. Here's the number for
Rayanne.
Rayanne, I apologize.
Yeah, apologies to Rayanne's everywhere.
here's a number for a women's shelter. I'm out of here. Bye.
Yeah.
She goes to use the phone. She drops her wallet in the car.
It's the stupidest shit the way they show this. Dude, the wallet, like, hits the floor of the car in slow motion, and then it's like a Law and Order dung dung.
Well, that's fate, man. Think about it. If that didn't happen, shit. Again, no retroactive.
Think about that. Every little thing affects events.
That's right. Yeah. So you got to be careful with time travel.
Jim's inside getting road sodas.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. He's like, I'm a little parched for some road sodas, man.
And it's so stupid. He's like, hey, ladies, you want some of the drink? Because I'm getting something to drink. Yeah. Like, just go get your fucking beer.
Can I have some water, please, you pig?
Can I get an Arizona iced tea? The big one.
Hey, it's 1997. You got any Fruitopia in there, M. Emmett Walsh?
Yeah, it's light beer.
Fruitopia. It's been out of here for years.
Oh, nobody wanted a drink. Slightly carbonated juice.
Stupid hippie crap.
I can get you a Sobe green tea.
Last guy that ordered a Fruitopia, I split his head open.
Burned all the watermelon iced teas out front.
Get you a nice canned Arnold Palmer, though. Drink it right up.
So he goes to Belushi. Belushi's like paying for this beer. They're buddies. And he's like, hey, I got some pictures you might want to see. And he pulls out of his front pockets pictures of Rayanne making out and making love to the Mexican guy we saw earlier.
His name's Jesse.
Jesse,
who also played a dude named Jesse on the Fame TV show.
Get this, the actor's name is Jesse.
Oh, wow. Kind of weird.
It's like a Tony Danza situation.
I think, much like Tony Danza, I think this dude only responds to Jesse. That's the thing.
So it's her making love to Jesse, and like Belushi's like steaming. And the funny thing is, like, Emmett Walsh is kind of laughing at him and like licking his lip.
He's having a great time with this information dump,
which he doesn't even mention how he got it at all.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm sitting there like, did someone hire M. Emmett Walsh?
Yes.
Is M. Emmett Walsh a private investigator on his own, on top of being an independent small business owner who operates this gas station? What is going on? Why is he in possession of these pictures? And why is he licking his chops like a cartoon wolf?
Well, he's also would seemingly be an international arms dealer because he's taken the microchips
eventually
in this version.
Well, he's got the money. Right. He's got the money that would then go to Roger Clinton.
Oh, that's what I think it is. M. Emmett Walsh owes Jim Belushi money for. And he's going to use, Jim Belushi is going to use that money to pay off Roger Clinton for the microchips that somehow truck driver Roger Clinton procured. And when the two of them are talking about these microchips, he's like, oh man, these people go crazy over microchips. Like, nobody knows what anybody is fucking talking about.
Well, the
about
funny
in this
thing
movie.
Is, finally, later in the movie, you find out that Frank Whaley had. Or Whaley had bought some of these microchips in the past. And then, like, even, Kyler Travis is like, well, what are these microchips? He's like, they're really good microchips. Like, that's basically all he says. It's like, the government makes them. They're really good microchips.
They're like government designed.
But it doesn't make any sense. His time machine is working, and also you're being shut down. Why are you buying microchips?
And also, by the way, I guarantee you, like, the first time this happened, like, Roger Clinton got a really good cut for microchips from, like, maybe he got them from a government facility. Second time, he's just opening his VCR and taking shit out, breaking the motherboard up and like, oh, look at these microchips.
I'm going to make my own microchips.
Here's $1 million. So
Jim Belushi is fucking boiling inside.
He's
at
boiling.
This point.
She tries to call. The number doesn't work. She's like, oh, I left my wallet in that pervert's car. And as she goes in to get it, Belushi gets in the car and like storms off. And she gets like kind of sucked back in the car.
I don't get this. Just bend over and pick it up off the floor. Why are you getting back in the automobile entirely?
Or even ask, hey Rayanne, is my wallet in there?
Yeah,
hey,
Rayanne, did I drop my wallet back there? Hey, Rayanne, can you wake up for a second?
Just try to get under the seat. Under
Rayanne,
the seat.
I'm not getting back in that car. It smells. Could you get my wallet? It's right there. Rayanne.
It smells like Jim Belushi. It's just rotten.
Also, we'd be remiss to mention, because this is one of the, it's important, a family from Wisconsin pulls up, and the little kid's got a gun that looks like a real gun. And
those
like
were
a,
the days.
He goes, freeze, and she freaks out. And then they're like, oh, how do we get to a camping site? Rand gives them directions and they drive away.
How do we get to a camping site off the highway in the West Texas desert?
Hey, why
what
are
kind
we here?
Of fucking family vacation is this shit?
Well, it's only 10 miles down the road.
But then what's there?
I have no idea.
You're in fucking coyote country, man.
Yeah.
This family's going to be eaten alive.
Eat that kid. Well, the thing is, this family, among other people in this movie, it's just like a final destination. It's
yes.
Like they would have probably died camping.
Oh, right.
So
right.
Now
they
that
were
they're not
destined
gonna,
to die.
Yeah. So now they'll just die by Belushi hands.
Well, see, that's kind of where we're going. So basically, they're all in this car, and like Belushi's giving her shit. He's like, oh, who are you sleeping with? More Mexican slurs that probably were ad libbed.
One we can say.
He calls a taco head?
Yes. I mean, that is just like, just, what are you in the fucking first grade?
Seriously.
And
learn a better slur, buddy.
And then finally he pulls off to the side of the road and he goes, you know what, Rayanne, I'm done with it. And he pulls out this gun that nobody knew he had and blows her head off.
Right.
And this is the first of many great shots, great squibs. The whole window blows back, and I'm like, pretty cool.
It was awesome. This is after, by the way, he splashes a bunch of road soda in Rayanne's
face. Anybody want a beer? Or do you not want a beer?
And this is so stupid, because it's like, clearly this deadbeat doesn't want to share his road sodas.
No, well, he's just a mentally abusing her as well.
Oh, man, he is livid because he just found out about the infidelity.
Oh, right.
So
the
he's
infidelity.
Just tossing the beer in her face and he's like pouring it all over the place.
And then
like,
he
what
Fisher
you matter?
Kings her.
You can't drink, right?
And then in the back,
Fisher
Kyler,
Kings her.
And in the back, Kyler Travis is like, oh, I could have just canceled my credit card. My dad has a copy of my license.
Like,
I
what was really in that wallet that you needed?
Oh, great. Great. It was $8. Awesome.
You know what's an interesting detail I want to bring up because it's not anything really important to the story.
There's no story, so that's fine.
Yeah. But so when we're in M. Emmett Walsh's gas station and we're kind of like having a look around, there's one shot of Jim Belushi, like, you know, being a fat idiot in the store and whatever. And in the foreground,
there's a lot of shots of
it. Yeah, yeah, well, that's true. In the foreground, you see some of the products that M. Emmett Walsh has for sale at his little general store.
Oh, a little general store run by Jaden Smith?
I'll report right to the general. the little general.
M. Emmett Walsh is selling boxes of Olympic Lucky Charms.
What does that mean? I think it was like the 96 from the 96 Olympics.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Pretty cool.
That's awesome.
It's got some
good for him.
Olympic-sized Lucky Charms.
I just,
new contract with Kellogg.
I actually looked it up because this place, M.M. Walsh's place, really reminded me of the beginning of Dust Till Dawn.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is a year after, so, you know.
Is it the same gas station?
No, I don't know if it's the same gas. No, they blow that one up, actually.
Oh, they kind of blow this one up.
Yeah, too. Maybe they keep building it up to blow it up.
Blowing up all sorts of gas stations. Man, M. Emmett Walsh from Dust Till Dawn. Holy fuck. That hot woman's a vampire.
No, that Danny Trejo is also a vampire.
Oh, dude, maybe this is a connected universe. Maybe Roger Clinton goes to the Titty Twister.
Roger Clinton is a regular at the Titty Twister.
They go bikers and truckers. Okay, Roger Clinton, you can come in.
Yeah. We only accept bikers, truckers, and Roger Clinton's. Oh, man.
And like all the vampires, like, nobody fucks with Roger Clinton. He comes and he drinks for free.
Mm-hmm. Roger Clinton in this movie is waiting for his big sum of money that never comes, and he's vanished. I presume desert vampires got
him. Yeah, that makes a good deal.
You're totally right. Mm-hmm. So Belushi's freaking the fuck out. He shoots Rayanne in the head.
Yeah, and then, like, what's-her-face Kylie Travis gets out of the car. They kind of fight a little bit, but then she, like, kicks him and runs off. And she's in, like, so much better shape than Jim Belushi has ever been in.
Oh, by a country
mile.
So,
like, there's no way in the world he could ever catch this woman. She runs,
chain
like, fucking...
fence, man.
She runs 10 miles in the morning. This guy's not run 10 miles in a year.
No, she's got all the time in the world to get away from Jim Belushi.
She does.
Running really fast, and then she's hopping that chain link fence.
She does to Frank Whaley's facility, which also kind of brings to mind, like, the position of this facility to M. Emmett Walsh's World of Liquor is kind of like, is it like right next to each other?
It must be, because at one point
she runs from there to there.
And she says something to Frank Whaley about, like, oh, we got to go back. It's that gas station right down the road. Do you know it? And Frank Whaley's like, oh, yeah, definitely.
That's where I get my lunch every day.
Oh, man.
I mean, maybe
yeah.
That's part of the business there, because it's like the government facility. You get the government workers coming by for lunch.
Every day.
Make your sandwich.
I make your bad sandwich if you want.
Oh, he can also maybe eat some of these old hot dogs.
Man, John Hawks stole my bit.
Or am I stealing his bit? So she does, wouldn't you know it, walks right into a time travel facility.
Man, what are the odds?
And like Frank Whaley is like nervousing around, and he accidentally sends her back 20 minutes.
Right.
And this is kind of what you realize, oh, this is the... Because like... This takes about 40 minutes, the first part of it. You know what I mean? You're like, well, so what is this movie? How does one have to do with the other? You know what I mean? Like,
you know what I thought the minute this? I was like, wait, that was only 20 minutes? Like, that felt like a solid 55.
Yeah. But it's rough, though, because what you realize is if we're in this time loop, the majority of this movie is taking place at a gas station.
And in a car with a couple arguing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
With it's, Jim Belushi arguing.
It's tough. So it's you're doomed to repeat the obnoxious first 20 minutes of this movie.
Live, die, repeat.
So she actually at this point, my fiance was like, "Yeah, I'm going to bed." It was like a clear like, because she was like watching it like, "Oh, maybe there'll be cool time." No, oh, it's I just have to watch that again. Yeah, I'm going to bed.
No, she's missing out.
Yeah. So
there's a great line. Sorry, before she goes back in time, like when Jim Belushi, it's like right before the chase scene happens, and he's like. He's screaming at her, and you know, like, now I don't have anyone. And he goes, "Not even Rayanne, who is dead now."
Yeah, he's like, either way.
Yeah, it's like, thanks for nothing. It's like, what?
I fucking love it. Who is dead now?
I had to talk to my, you had to bring my kids here, which I hate. But apparently, they never show it. Belushi does get over this fence and starts pounding on the super door.
Yeah.
Which has like a magnetic lock or whatever nonsense.
And yeah, like, the same thing happened on Mantis.
Basically, Frank Whaley sets it for 20 minutes. He was going to do like an experiment on another rat.
But he drops a bottle and it hits this keyboard and it goes back in time. It starts the machine. And by the way, all of his monitors are running like Windows 3.11 or something.
Yeah, totally.
Man, that took me back.
Totally did, dude. That's time travel in and of itself right there. But that it's fucking hilarious because Frank Whaley's like, hello, police department. Whoa! And like a bunch of bottles just fall on a keyboard. And it's like, time machine activated. Jesus Christ, you need to have better safety protocols than hitting the space
button.
Maybe
click a yes or a no afterwards.
At least a yes or a no. Are you sure you want to travel through time?
Yes.
And the room starts spinning like that time tunnel. And you start to see Jim Belushi's car again. And I thought like, wait, did he drive a car in here?
I was getting really confused for a second. I was like, how did he get this car in here?
But no, we cut to the highway and we're starting over again.
And now, you know, it's not further back enough where she could just decide not to go into the car. So she has to kind of like take what she knows within the car.
Right.
And at this point, yet again,
it's like Groundhog's Day, right?
Yeah.
But it's just Hog's Day.
My new time travel adventure, Hog's Day.
Yeah, because I think we're still, what, like a year off from Run, Lola, Run?
At least.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a similar. Was that 98, 99?
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
And Groundhog Day was like, what, 95?
95.
Something like that. Yeah.
M.M. Walsh was in all those movies. No, he's not.
His spirit.
Oh,
was.
Run, Lola, run! Where I do, you know, you do some German for
Bill Murray. You're gonna have to seduce Andy McDowell.
Yeah, I saw a German girl go through here with red hair.
Only reason I got in that movie, I'm a big friend of Tim Tickfer's, long-time friends. Oh, and he used some of my mixtapes for the soundtrack. I listen to that shit all the time when I'm rolling at home.
Look out for that step. It's a doozy.
Run the little run, right, by the way, 98.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Very nice.
Right around the corner.
So the thing that, which I hate about these kinds of, if you're doing that thing where we're in a time loop, and we have to realize that we're doing the exact same thing over again. We need to do the exact same thing over again.
Because use the same takes, please.
Same takes, or at least like really be sure we're doing the same dialogue, because it's Jim Belushi and he's telling the belt buckle story again. And instead of, and which is, I mean, it's a time thing, like, because it takes forever for him to get to the punchline in the first time.
Right.
Instead of that, instead of doing the like, guess what I said? Go ahead, guess. He just is like, guess what I said? Well, I said this. And it's like, well, that's not what I just saw.
Yeah.
So that's me being a prig. I get it. It's retroactive. Nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody was monitoring this. Not even a script supervisor. So then she realizes, like, okay, here's a good way to fool Jim Belushi. Pretend as if I'm all horned up for him.
Well, that's later in the movie.
That's not this one?
That's the next one.
Oh, this one she's just trying to like figure it out.
No,
I guess.
This one she goes to the cop, right?
Like, this is when the cop gets murdered.
So she's like, oh, all right, I'm going to use the cop when that happens. When he leaves the car to talk to the cop, she goes to Ray and she's like, where's his gun? Tell me where his gun is. Tell me where his gun is. She's like, oh, he always has his gun on him.
Right.
And then you see like this guy walks out of a car with a gun sticking out of his belt buckle in the back.
Yeah,
classic move.
Well, it's Texas.
That's balls, man.
And like she realizes that she pops out of the car. She's like, "Officer, this guy's a criminal." Blah blah blah. And like it just gets this guy killed.
This guy's murdered almost immediately. There's a big like chase once again. This is when they get to the gas station this time.
Well, at this time they fight and Rayanne takes the car, and this is when the car explodes amazingly.
There's a lot of good car explosions in this movie.
Shield's like, I got the microchips, I'm driving away. And like Belushi starts like shooting the car, and it manixes itself into a fucking fireball.
That's right. I was getting ahead of myself. This is the time where he's like, and Rayanne, who is dead now, thank you very much. Exactly. That's this time.
Well, cause it's hard, because literally what we're going to tell you, you gentle listeners, is the same movie five to six different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's tell the same shitty short movie.
Let's not only tell the gentle listeners, let's tell the hard listeners.
Oh, right.
The Biff McRibs out there.
There's also, so in this version, Belushi hilariously like pulls a gun on the family.
Yes.
Which is great. I think also in when they're at the gas station this time, they do get to the gas station.
They do, yeah. He brings her to the gas station. This is when it turns into a. This is when you realize M.M. Walsh is in on it. He's like, we gotta kill her, man. And he's like, take her to the desert. Don't do it here, man.
You know, I'm sick and tired of burying bodies behind my gas station.
Well, my favorite part about this whole thing is Kylie Travis. So. Kylie Travis and Jim Belushi are like squaring off, and Jesse shows up again.
Yes.
And Jim Belushi's like, no, she's the evil one. Not me.
Yes.
Not the piggish little me.
Piggish little me.
And like, he actually is like confounded, like, who should I trust? The maniac with the gun up his ass, or this fine lady who's pointing a gun at him?
Well, this Jesse's got hard decisions to make. He winds up ultimately just getting murdered.
Jesse is kind of doomed to die in all. Yeah,
this is another guy who's got Tony Todd hot on his trail.
He really does. Tony Todd's real busy. Well, that's the thing is, what are we talking about with these alternate timelines? Like, what happens?
What do you mean?
Like, where do they go? Are they just like splinter off into nothing?
I've got a theory that every single time deviates like this, the world is forced to live out that timeline. Like right now,
oh, I see.
We're in the Trump era, which didn't really happen. But now we have to live out this timeline and die before the time traveler fixes it.
Oh, okay, that's unfortunate. Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll live both.
Yeah,
but we're gonna have to die in this one first.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will soon. That's for sure.
Oh, very soon.
Very, very soon.
Yeah.
I'll see you in the parking lot. I just love
that
whole exchange between M.M. Walsh and Jim Belushi. I'm like, what is the retroactive prequel where they are just burying people in the desert?
We got a whole desert here.
All those desert vampires got them.
I don't know why we just don't bring them to the titty twist.
They could be the lunch buffet at the titty twister.
Hey there, Cheech Marin. Got another for you.
Hey, sex machine. You hungry?
Hey, hello, slow boys. You want to play this one?
Slow boys.
That is a stupid thing in that movie where they're playing
the
people
corpses.
Like
God, yeah. I
just don't come into my gas station and light a toilet paper roll on fire and throw it behind the register.
Steve, are you still watching that TV show?
I never watched that TV show.
Oh, I thought you did.
That's fake news, man.
The El Rey Network.
I watch the El Rey Network.
Oh, that's what
I watch.
Thinking.
Everything
you are,
but
you're obsessed with the El Rey Network.
As well, I should be. If they want to sponsor the show, you give me an email.
It goes tits up once again.
And then she like runs back to Frank Whaley and she's like, oh, because Rayanne dies in this universe.
She gets shot in the back this time, I think.
No.
This is the blow up. Yes.
So she's like, all right, fuck. All right, Rayanne is always going to die, so I'm going to go back. She goes back again. Oh, actually, is this the first time the family dies?
No, the family doesn't die.
I think the family peels out. Jim Belushi pulls a gun on them.
Yes.
And they're like, fuck
now
it.
When she goes back, she starts to hit on him now, right?
This is the hit on one. Right,
yeah, this is also... So she says to Frank Whaley, like, here's the deal. This machine worked once before. He's like, good night, future boy!
He really realizes he's Doc Brown in this.
Yes.
Yeah, which he's very excited about. Because his friend Eric Stoltz got cut out of that movie.
Of course I wouldn't remember it. I haven't sent you back in time yet.
So she's like, all right, now we should both go back in time. And when this happens... You'll be back at your lab 20 minutes ago. You have to immediately call the police department because I will be on my way with this fucking fat maniac in a car.
And at this point, he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. That gives you cancer. And she's like, what? Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you that.
Well, he is rightfully reluctant. He's like, okay, if I did this once before, like it was an accident, I don't know what happens to you. I haven't studied this. She's like, there's no time. Rayanne needs me. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about Rayanne.
Yeah, I mean, not for nothing. I'm sorry. Like,
it's just Rayanne.
Rayanne's going to do Rayanne. I mean, I guess at this point also the other Jesse is dead, so that's two people as opposed to one.
Oh, the cop's sheriff, dead.
Yeah. So, you know, the bodies are piling up at her feet, so she probably should have left well enough alone in the first place.
Totally. So we go back this time, and this is when she's like hitting on Jim Belushi, and she's like, you know what I love? Motels. Because you can do anything you want
and
in them.
Beer and corn chips and
football.
Farts.
Oh,
farts.
Maybe there's a Cubs game.
And he's like, and she, like, while this is happening, she's like reaching her hand down to pull the gun out of his jeans,
yeah,
is the idea. And she, like, eventually pulls a gun on him.
And then he's like, wait, does this mean you don't want to go to the motel?
It takes him a very long time to realize this woman would never have sex
with
him.
Wait, we're not having sex?
He's like, oh, but I thought it was party time.
Oh, chili dance rescinded.
They get to the, what do you call it there? They get to the gas station again. I think there's a more fighting. They do fight a lot in this movie. And the thing is, what Kylo Travis needs to realize a lot sooner is shoot this fucking dude in the head.
Yep.
The second you get the gun, you shoot him in the head.
And that's the end of it. That's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
The worst that can happen is, like, he's killed and, like, the car kind of goes out of control. But maybe Rayanne's got that covered.
Yeah, sure. You guys can work together. But
this time is when Rayanne is shot in the back.
Yes.
And this is also when he says taco head. Sorry.
He does say taco head. I think Jesse gets involved. He gets killed. The family at this point, this is when, and you know what, Kylie Travis, leave this family alone. Shoo them off. She's like, help, help. I need to get in your car. I need to get in your car. Like,
just let them go. This ain't their fight.
Because this is the thing, and like Eric said, he is a Terminator-esque fighter in this movie. Like, nothing takes him down.
He won't stop coming after you, and he's got a handgun, and then later he's got a shotgun, and he's unstoppable.
Once he gets that shotgun, man, this is like a level up.
He, like, pushes her through a plate glass window. He goes through a plate glass window. He's like Anton Sugar. Like, nothing stops him.
I'm Belushi. Made out of liquid metal.
It's awesome when she kicks Belushi through the window because it's a window in a door.
Yeah.
And you cut to this stuntman. I mean, I think this guy's also done work for Tom Selleck because he looks more like Tom Selleck than he looks like Jim Belushi.
That's for sure.
But this guy, yeah, he goes through the window and everything, but Belushi just keeps on coming. And yeah, this whole thing is started by the cop who wasn't murdered this time.
Oh, right, yeah.
In the road. Gets to the gas station.
A bit of a Mexican standoff.
Right. Hilariously, though, this cop comes in. He's like, say, M.M. Walsh, you know what's hilarious? And this cop is, like, holding pornography, which is pretty great.
Well, no, he goes, hey, look, I found your daughter. Like, it's like this real shitty answer.
Oh, that's not funny, Sheriff. My daughter went missing several years ago. It was actually featured on an episode of Unsolved Mysteries.
I think it was a penthouse.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
So she gets in this family's car, gets them involved. They drive into the gas station. The parents burn alive.
Crispy critters.
She barely gets the kid out.
Which I don't understand how this works. The car's like barreling towards the gas station.
Yes.
And she just grabs this child out of the car?
And at this point, she just runs to fucking the government facility, which is like a... like a block away.
It's a click.
It's one click. And she gets there and like now Frank Welker is like, wait, you brought a kid here, man. Like, oh, this is way too many people to be time traveling at once. There's never a weight limit maybe for this time travel thing.
The best is one of the best lines of the movie happens with this police standoff because it's like, you know, Belushi's got a gun on her. She's got a gun on Belushi. The cop's got a gun on Belushi. Emmett Walsh is cowering, but he also has a gun because it's Texas. And Belushi's like, all right, yeah, I'll put my gun down, but I don't know why you want me to do that. And she's like, oh, you got to look in his shirt because that's where these microchips are. And he's like, all right, come on, Jim Belushi, open your shirt. And he's like, I don't know why you want to look down there. All that's in there is a beer belly. And then he just starts shooting this dude. He's like, and some bullets for you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome.
He is noshing on this scenery, man.
He really is.
Because like when he gets when she gets in the car with the family, he's in the cop car and he's driving around. He's like, bumper cars. And at this point, like Emmett Walsh is like on his side and is like his minion. So he's like, he's got this magnet. He's like shooting at this family.
I'm involved too.
And he gets shot in the heart.
Oh, yeah, he does get. He gets laid out a couple times in this movie.
He does. He gets shot in the heart in this version. So she brings him to the facility, and then somehow whatchamacallit, I think Jim Belushi follows them in at this
point. He's able to get in somehow.
Well, it's one of the biggest plot holes in the movie because he shows up like, hey, everybody.
Well, doesn't he tell like Frank Wiley, like, well, you don't remember? You let me in once before.
Yes, he does.
What are we even talking about?
Oh, you don't even remember. The movie doesn't remember.
It's like, great.
It's just like, oh, he was let in once for his computer chip delivery, I guess, is what we're led to believe.
So in this one, so she's about to travel back in time, but only Jim Belushi and the kid go back in time.
Oh,
and they go back 10 minutes.
So, oh, right.
So they go back 10 minutes, and now it's Belushi. He remembers everything, and then the little kid
remembers his parents' fiery death.
He does, and he's like, and he sees whatchamacallit, Kyle Travis, like, again, hailing him down the road, and he's like, well, pick him up. And I'm like, no. Remember how your parents died? Maybe this kid's in on it. Maybe that's what he wants.
Oh, he's totally
maybe
in on
he's
it.
A young Belushi.
Oh, wow.
He's like a problem child.
I feel like if you're going back in time this many times, at one point, like, you turn into a lizard person. You're like, ah, shit. You know what? I fucked around too much.
It's raining donuts that day.
Yes, exactly. Something needs to happen.
But what's a donut? No!
Oh, shit. Now I have no orbital holes. Damn it. I've got no eyes.
One thing that does get repeated is Jim Belushi's one line of, I love a good Chevrolet.
Oh, of course you do.
Because he's driving, I guess the cop car is a
it's
Chevy.
It's an American, man. Yeah. Yeah, it's American made.
Wonderful.
So it happens again. Again, the family hooks right up.
They blow up again and again.
It's just like, leave these people alone. Let them go on their bad vacation.
Yeah, let them find that dangerous campground they're looking for, man. excuse me, sir. Do you know where I can find Jason Voorhees campground?
Oh, man, you know what would be great is if, like, you know, this is all going on and, like, Joe Flaherty keeps getting involved. Like, Jim Belushi, I've got a letter for you.
Jim Belushi, I work for Western Union. Had a bet going downtown whether or not you'd be here.
An overweight man from Chicago put this letter in my hand and told me to be right here, right now.
He's doing a bad Texas accent.
Like, when I get the sliders involved, too. Like, let's really up the ante.
Let's do everything, man, you know? I don't know. Hitler?
Yes. I mean, like, this sure. would have... I mean, like, actually, to be fair, Eric, I think you're right. Like, you go back in time enough,
yeah.
World War II will be won by the Nazis. Even if you're going back 20 minutes yeah. at a time, it's just, it was a real coin flip.
Right, well, because, you know, the fabric of the space-time continuum yes, exactly. is just getting worn out, mm-hmm. man. You can't be messing with shit like this.
And I think, like, even Frank Whaley's like, this is kind of too much. And everyone's like, shut up!
Quiet, Whaley.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to be a star, don't you?
I don't even know. Like, yeah, so then they blow up and then like...
And then Frank Whaley is in going back with them or something?
There's a time travel team, man.
I guess so.
So basically, like, towards the end of this thing is like, everybody's dead yet again.
Yes.
It's a pile of carnage. And I mean, like, the carnage is kind of fun to watch.
Oh,
I mean,
it's
like,
great.
It's all practical effects. There's no shitty CGI, which is why I'm glad this movie was made in 1997.
Because that's what I was saying.
I kind of miss these like 90s thriller sci-fi nonsense that you'd see on TV at like 1 in the morning.
Yes. Oh, totally. Because if this movie was made today, it's like it would be direct to streaming,
yep.
like terrible cheap CGI.
Fake fire all over the place.
Yes. And like, you know, whatever. The time travel effect of just spinning the camera like Batman, it's stupid, but like you get it out of the way.
Yes.
You know, see, I don't have to see anyone.
It's watchable. Like yeah. those movies that are on streaming are just unwatchable.
Totally unwatchable.
So you go back in time. Oh, no. So we all go back to the facility, and then like Frank.
Oh, this fucking facility again.
And then like Frank Whale is like, well, I could set the machine back 60 minutes, but that might destroy the whole thing. And she's like, what do we care? Because we're going back in time anyway. And he's like, oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah, fucking, we'll just end the universe. Yeah, how about exactly. that shit?
Yeah, what if the universe just collapses in on itself, Whaley? Just because Rayanne is dead and some her lover and, you know, like, I don't know, this family who definitely, that's on you, Kylie Travis, by the way. In case
yeah, totally.
Wondering.
This isn't Frank Whaley's problem. Mm-hmm. Frank Whaley just needs to kick everybody out.
Exactly. You know, I'm the guardian of the timeline at this point because I'm the only one with any kind of scientific background.
And I'm the only one even working at this government facility for some reason.
That's why he needs a boss. You know what? Some are like, nope.
He needs a boss. He needs, like, a security guard played by Jesse Ventura. Anything.
And you know what? That'll just add to the body count. Mm-hmm. And that's totally. Fine. And that's fine.
I'm okay with a lot of people getting shot in the head, sure.
Yeah, I want to see them.
So he sets it back 60 minutes, and this is the end of the movie. It's like she's now back at her car.
Right.
And she's like, and Jim Belushi stops again differently. She doesn't do the fist you business. He just kind of stops for no reason, which he shouldn't in this timeline.
Well, it's different anyway, because like in the start of the movie, she crashes the car through a Don't Mess with Texas billboard whole thing breaks down. In this timeline, she knows that's coming, so she just breaks.
Oh, I see.
And she's just kind of standing there.
Yeah.
And Jim Belushi's like, hey, sweet cakes. That's good eating.
And she's going to go get some sweet cakes.
Car trouble looks like it.
And she's like, oh, no, I'm good. Talk to you later. And he's like, all right. And she's like, she goes to Rayanne. She's like, take care of yourself. I'm like, yeah, you're absolved of any guilt. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go kill my wife. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Now, is it for the end of the movie, or is it like the last time before the time jump in where M. Emmett Walsh is hit by the car?
I think it's the time before the last time. Yes. It's really good.
Boy, that is fucking funny.
And it's the Torst family's car, and he goes up and over the windshield into the luggage rack, and his big fat body's just flying around.
It's the guy who...
It's fucking great.
They use like the Mrs. Doubtfire suit for this stunt double.
Be careful with this one. It's not meant for stunt work. Throw it. Just throw it as hard as you can.
I can make you look like an old woman or M. Emmett Walsh. Same difference. All you need to do is just talk really sillily. It's fine. It's good.
So, like, the end of this movie, it's like shit still winds up going down, which is the problem.
Because, well, like, Sheila waves them off. She's like, yeah, take care of yourself. They're like, yeah, thanks.
Because Tony Todd was following all these people.
He was.
Oh, that's right.
Frank Whaley picks her up, and he's like, hey, hi, remember we saved it. And
oh, right.
Need a lift?
Yeah, but Frank Whaley runs the intercept at this point.
She also she flags down the cop and tells him that this guy's bad business down the street.
Oh, right, because she knows the cop's going to be on his way.
So we cut to the gas station, and we see the Rayanne's lover, Jesse's been shot.
Mm-hmm.
And we see Emmett Walsh has been shot right as well.
Yeah.
And Jim Belushi is there with a gun, and I guess he had seen the photos of the cheating, and that's why everyone got shot.
Hey, Jim Belushi. I got something to show you.
You know what, dude? Don't fucking mess with somebody else's business, Emmett Walsh.
But maybe he's being paid to do so. We don't understand how he's procured these photographs.
And then
Harvey Firestein is there.
I had nothing to do of anything. Oh, look at those snapshots.
And then Rayanne shoots Jim Belushi like five times in the chest. That's gorgeous.
To be catharsis.
I don't know, though. Like, here's the thing. Is like, Jim Belushi has been the asshole to end all assholes. He's killed like the same people six times. So he's killed like 30 people in this movie.
Yeah.
And I need a bit more than him, because it's the only time he dies. It's not like he dies a bunch of different times.
Right.
He only dies once. I need like either like a train to hit him, or when he gets shot, like he kind of like light starts escaping him because he fucked with the time continuum, and he like time cop rips into
shit.
Nothing.
Like, yeah, he like fades out of existence, erased from existence.
Yes, exactly.
Here's what would be cool, because they're in the desert. Who knows what's going on out there?
Sure, who knows?
He just gets shot a bunch of times and then falls off a huge cliff.
Sure,
that would be awesome.
I'm kind of in the idea of Keith Travis and the kid, casino him.
Oh.
In the middle of the desert.
Oh, yeah. Just
Dominic!
Dominic!
So what actually happens, though, is like he's also got his big spindle of money that he was supposed to give to Roger Clinton.
This money.
And it's fucking Monopoly money.
Dude,
this
money is the biggest money I've ever seen. Yes.
It's ridiculous.
It doesn't even have Ben Franklin on it.
No, I think it's Judd Hirsch. It's just
Ben.
It's like a big picture of like Judders from Taxi. It's so terrible, and it's like,
you know what? That should replace Ben Franklin on those films.
Oh, sure,
Rieger bucks. Oh, can you break a Rieger? You would say.
Ooh, I can't break a Rieger.
It's all about the Riegers, baby.
Kaufman or less. On your other side. Kaufman. $50 Kaufman note or under.
Now you listen right here. I have 1,000 Judds. You take this.
Yeah, come on, man. I'm just looking for a Mary Lou Henner so I can get a fucking beer, man. Come on. I know you're good for it, man.
Dens is a dime, that's for sure.
This money is like the wrong color. Just, everything about this is so fucking terrible, which makes me think, actually, now that we're making fun of it, maybe this isn't a bad prop department. Maybe this is M.M. Walsh ripping them off.
Oh, nice.
Or they just fucked with time enough that
oh, man,
the show Taxi has taken over the government.
Oh, could be.
I mean, the other thing is, though, I mean, this is clearly, it's a Blu-ray problem, because we all saw this on a Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Like, I think like the original cut, you probably couldn't tell quite as much, but on a Blu-ray, you really could tell.
Yeah.
This is funny money.
Although the awesome ending to this movie would be if Jim Belushi like gets away and you're like, oh man, like he's getting away, and he takes the money back to Roger Clinton. He's like, see, I told you, Roger Clinton, here you go. And Roger Clinton opens it up and it's this Judd Hirsch funny money. And Roger Clinton, to do like a nice button on the end of the movie, just fucking blows him away, leaves the butt, like he takes Jim Belushi's car,
yeah,
he puts it up into the truck, he closes the truck, and Roger Clinton drives off into the sunset.
I like that.
And that's the end of the movie. Total Heisenberg situation right there. Roger Clinton, criminal mastermind. But what was with those microchips?
What were they?
And why is Frank Whaley not punished for technically dabbling in like this criminal enterprise?
Yeah, he got some chips on the black market for his time travel machine, I guess.
Which already works, so I don't get it.
And he had money from the government. Like, how are you? You need receipts for everything.
It just doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't.
Yeah, that's why we got to audit the Fed.
Hey, Roger, I just saw your movie. I got a bunch of questions.
Oh, what's that? Oh, you can't answer any of them because you only had one page worth of script to read?
Just let me know one thing. What's that that cherry lady that you're talking to in that movie? Can I get her number?
So then she just kind of drives off like, and everything was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm, I guess, maybe going to marry Frank Whaley.
She also mentioned that like they have to destroy the machine so this never happens again.
Right.
Like,
well, that's the case with most time travel, man.
But would you really...
No, Frank Whaley definitely would not. He doesn't give a fuck.
They don't show the destruction of the machine because I think they're leaving the door open for a retroactive, too.
Right.
Oh.
Retroactively.
You're not going to believe this.
All right, Daniel. My friend has a time machine. We're going to redo the dinner scene again and again. Your breasts will not go on fire.
Oh, man, retroactive downfire? I would love it.
Absolutely. Like,
man. All right,
when Pierce Brosnan orders the spice, don't poison Pierce Brosnan this time.
Yeah, please don't murder him.
Okay, and this one, you won't take a piss in front of your kids. Right? Don't show them your dick. Come on, Daniel. No one wants to work with dinosaur puppets. Lock the door. Just lock the door. Sit down relief from beginning to end. Piss sitting down for a day.
All right, maybe... Actually, when we go back in time this time, just pay attention to your custody agreement and follow it to the letter.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great piece of advice. We're going to go back in time and don't have me build you an old lady suit.
We're going to go back in time and not be weird. Okay, Daniel?
We're going to go back in time and show Sally Field respect.
Exactly.
We're just going to go back in time and Daniel, listen to me. You're just going to accept that you're getting divorced. Or we're going to go back in time far enough that you're not going to have that house. You're not going to listen to House of Pain at your goddamn son's birthday party.
Realize that you've been on your last straw for a really, really long time. And then, like, you know, take Sally Field out to dinner.
Whatever happened to flowers, Daniel? You don't need a bodysuit. You need a bouquet.
Oh, that's our sponsor this week, Body Suits for Bouquets.
For each body suit sold, they give a bouquet to somebody. Yeah. For
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's an unthought out business plan.
Not going to finish that joke.
That's all right. That's okay.
Yeah.
They barely finished this movie.
They didn't.
That's the end of it.
Ends, yeah.
It's too bad M. Emmett Walsh doesn't make it till the end.
No, I mean, it just seems cruel to kill him.
Why wouldn't you show this final thing? Like, why is it we have to get up there? I mean, this movie's only 90 minutes. Like,
yeah, I mean, like,
show that standoff.
You didn't run out of squibs, or maybe you did.
Oh,
I don't know.
Don't ask them to put more time on this thing.
Yeah, that's a good
don't
one.
Be doing that.
You're gonna go back in time and make this movie shorter.
Yeah.
I'm just talking, like, a minute or two tops. Like,
well, because especially, like, all the narrative leaps that happen, you're like, well, why is he dead? What happened there? Like, there's just like Cheech Marin's dead. You're like, where did he come from?
Better late than never. I mean, but yeah, I mean, the death of M. Emmett Walsh is the biggest unsolved mystery in this whole thing. Because I can see, sure, Jesse gets murdered, fine, that's like the lover. Jim Belushi scorned by that. I guess because M. Emmett Walsh is just laughing with those pictures, dangling those pictures in his face. I told you, get those pictures out of my fucking face.
Where the way he was positioned, it might have been crossfire.
Oh, right.
Oh,
crossfire.
Shit.
Y'all get caught up in love.
Yeah. Oh, would anybody recommend this movie?
I kind of would. I mean, it's 90. It's a cool 90 minutes.
Sure.
Oh, it's cool.
it is my favorite shitty moment in cinema history, which is Tarantino knockoff-y kind of nonsense.
Guaranteed.
Ultra-violent, really stupid. It's bad as sin, but it's fun enough. I liked it. Or enjoyed it.
No.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
You want to expand on that?
Really, no. Once you get, like, the conceit of it, I was just kind of, like, bored to tears. Every time, like, after the first two, I was kind of like, okay, so now somebody else is going to die, but then they're going to die too. Okay, whatever.
I would really recommend it as well, as Steve said. It's fun. It's dumb. It's stupid. You got Belushi unhinged.
He is a fucking maniac in this movie.
He really is.
Which is why I'd mostly recommend it. Also, you know what this movie reminds me of? And I actually, this is, ooh, hot take right here. I think that Retroactive is a better movie than this other time travel movie similarly structured, which is Primer.
I thought you were going to say
because
Primer.
You know what? I can fucking watch Retroactive, and I don't need a goddamn manual to understand what the flying shit's going on in that movie. And it's the same. I mean, I get what Chris is saying. It's tough when it's like, oh, fuck, we're just going back to this gas station.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, but like, listen, I could watch Jim Belushi go through a fucking plate glass window a bunch of times. I can watch Emmett Walsh get blown away. I can watch that family burst into flames 1,000 times over.
But you can see all those things in Salvador, and it's such a better movie. Maybe not the time travel.
Well,
I don't believe Salvador has time travel. I haven't seen it in a few years.
But family set on fire, Jim Belushi getting beat up. Both of those things are in Salvador.
Well,
so.
And in Primer, you could see a storage unit over and over again.
Yeah.
So you've got a storage unit right there.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
You know what I liked about Primer? It's a practical use of time travel.
Oh.
It's also a very practical use of storage units.
It's a practical use of nap time.
Storage units. They're a poor person's office.
It's somehow a cheaper movie.
That's Retroactive from 1997, directed by Louis Morneau. If you want more We Hate Movies, check out WHMPodcast.com or find us over at the good folks with HeadGum. Check out the rest of the HeadGum stable of shows. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We are at WHMPodcast. Right into the mailbag, WeAllHateMovies@gmail.com. Be sure to catch us April 13th, we are at the Punchline in Atlanta, Georgia, talking Friday the 13th, Part 7, punchline.com for tickets. Rate and review the show wherever you get it. We would greatly appreciate it. Next week, what's coming down the line for We Hate Movies?
It is a Patreon reward episode.
Right.
That
so this
everybody
is,
gets to listen to.
Everybody's going to get to listen to it. Now, this was it's already a tier that we've killed off because it was way too hard to manage.
Uh-huh.
But there were a few brave souls who went on the highest tier on our Patreon, which was you got to curate an episode of the show. We didn't even think it was going to be as popular as it was. That's why it got to be problematic.
Yeah.
So it's gone. But we thank these people for investing in that. So one of them is indeed Tango and Cash. Which
so
is
everybody gets to do it. So
yeah,
everybody gets to enjoy that.
Well, and this is an episode that's been a long time coming.
Oft requested.
Yeah, that's right. And so have we done the drawing yet?
No. Yes, we have done the
drawing. We have done it. Okay. So I'm getting all time travel-y retroactive-y in my head here. So
we'll know that. We'll know what March is going to be.
Which is exciting. The Listener Request Month in March, by the way. And if you didn't get to participate, next time, baby.
Next time, baby. And also check out our Patreon page. See if anything there strikes your fancy.
Tickles you. Yeah, see if anything tickles you on there. Patreon.com/WeHateMovies. So until next week with Tango and Cash, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Seda.
Chris Gavin.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.